Welcome to Dragon Football Weekly this week. Tucker Green alongside Jess Walker. Appreciate you tuning into the show. Pickens Dragons coming off their second win of the season
last Friday
night for homecoming and a pretty large region win, 35-12 over West Hall. Really good for this team to get another win under their belt, help morale a little after they have struggled through most of this season. Again, their first and only win before this coming in week one at home against Sonorville. That win, again, not coming until last Friday, as we said, against West Hall. So I think very much needed for the community, for the program, for this team, and grateful that they were able to get that win. Jess and I, Hayden, we were not able to be there. As many of you know, we were off last Friday traveling out of state, but we're glad we were able to tune in with you during the Culver's Jasper halftime show for our top three, and got some good insight from some folks, some friends, that was a good game. Pickens looked pretty solid on all sides of the ball, which is also always something to be happy about. Want to give a shout out quickly to Caleb Frady, who filled in our absence and did a great job, as well as Asa Jones, who always is a big part of our broadcast. I think they brought the fans some really good coverage while we were away. I also want to give a quick shout out to you all. Got some messages Friday night. Hey, where are you guys at? So that we appreciate that. Always means you're actually out there listening to us. So, no, we're back. Glad to be back and talking about the team, and especially talking about things after a win.
Yeah, first time we've got to do that in a long time. Of course, given that we weren't there, the recap will be, you know, a little bit less firsthand, I guess, more of what we've seen out there on the internet and received from others, that sort of thing. I concur, great to pick up the win. It might I want to talk about this a little bit later, but even though it's a long shot now at best to make the playoffs, why I believe it was important to win this game. But I'll kind of just kick it off with a recap. You know, Pickens did look great, but it took a while to get there. West Hall starts off with immediately, I don't know if it was first play of scrimmage or not, but I know it was only 17 seconds into the game, with an 85-yard touchdown run. Put them on the board 6-0. They missed an extra point. Pickens does kind of slowly take the lead. They're up 14-6 by halftime, but helped out by two West Hall turnovers. So even early on in this game, it was by far not a runaway by Pickens. And then right out of the gates in the third quarter, West Hall makes it 14-12. They went for two to try and tie it up, couldn't convert. And so even then, you know, things are a little shaky, a little scary, looking like we might not be able to pick up the victory at home. But it was all PHS from there. West Hall continues to turn the ball over. Pickens finally begins to capitalize and finish with a 35-12 final. I wish I had written down my score prediction. I know a couple folks let us know it was close to that number. I cannot, unfortunately, remember exactly what it was, but I think I wound up being pretty close to that 35-12 number.
Yeah, you did. You came in pretty close on that prediction, and we talked about last week on the show. I hoped you were correct and pretty close for sure. Do we know anything much on key players or standouts for the game Friday night?
I do have some key players. Hayden Jones, again, continues to impress, has impressed both of us throughout his sophomore season as a wide receiver. Had caught seven passes for 100 yards on the dot and a touchdown. That's his second straight 100-yard game, as he went for over 100 in a losing effort versus Gilmer, where he also put up two touchdowns. So incredible season, and more so incredible month of October for Hayden Jones. And then Miguel Salto, we talked about last week. He was coming off or out of concussion protocol. He did play versus Gilmer, but you didn't hear his name called quite as much as we're used to. He got back on his usual touchdown scoring track, tacking two rushing touchdowns on the board last Friday.
Yeah, kudos to those two young men. I know they're both guys that we call out a lot on Friday nights. Miguel, we've gotten to know over a couple of seasons. Hayden and McCord Purdy, both some of the star sophomore players that we've been key pieces of the offense this season. Hayden especially, you noted, really coming on strong. this month. And also, we've talked about before, Hayden, of course, being the backup quarterback, and he sometimes gets in on action in that position. We expect eventually he will most likely be the starting quarterback. I would say that's certainly what they're preparing for. But Miguel, there are many others that a lot of talent and have had good seasons despite overall not as much success. I think there are some key players in this team. Isaiah Williams, a senior, we hadn't talked about a ton this year, but a bright future. I think he'll definitely be playing football at the collegiate level. There's a lot of young players that have great opportunities and potential and do a great job even at the high school level for this Pickens team. And I think that's important too to remember, despite the now 2-6 overall record, certainly disappointing. I don't think anybody would deny that. But there's still a lot of bright spots within this team, and also I think potential bright spots for the future of this team and this program, especially if some of these young guys like Jones and Purdy get older and get more seasoned and others. Let's just talk briefly. We talked about now only the second win for this season. Why was this so important for this team, and what are potential implications from it?
Confidence, mostly to me. I mean this with no disrespect to West Hall, because I do think they are an up-and-coming program. They have a starting quarterback that is already in his second year starting. He started as a freshman, so by the time he makes his way up to junior and senior year, he's probably going to be a force to be reckoned with. So I mean this with no disrespect to that program. Staff has been very helpful to me both years in providing us with information. Want to give credit to that, because that's sometimes hard to find. But it would have been detrimental for this Dragons team to afford them their first region win in 2 years. I think that, if that would have happened, just the overall, mentality of the team going into the final two games of the season. And you talked about all these young players that we have that have bright spots over the next couple, or bright futures over the next couple of years. Hayden Jones, McCord Purdy, Landon Poole, Ezra Faber, a lot of young guys that are going to have opportunities down the line. That kind of can give them a little boost to end the season on the right foot, and especially that they did it in such dominant fashion. It took them to the second half to start pulling away from things, but I think that even though and all this win might have kept the slimmest of hopes alive if you see the Dragons get hot like they did last year and some other teams. But not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, I guess, yet. And this kept that mathematical hope alive as well. But I think it's more just from a confidence standpoint of a team that has really struggled, since early on this season. We saw the first win, the first game of the season, hopes really high, and we saw those continue to take a dive throughout the season. And I think picking up a win, even if it was an expected win, this past weekend still is very important to this team's psyche moving forward, not only the last two games of this season, but future years as well.
Absolutely. I think a lot of good points there, and certainly something to build off of as we move forward. Lots to unpack around the region. Big implications happened last Friday. We got a playoff picture for everyone. I know one good thing about this new region alignment we've talked about many times is – the geographical locations, North Georgia teams, a lot of teams, fans grew up playing in other levels of football and other sports, and kind of some regional rivalry. So I know folks, fans always like to hear what's going on around the region and give us an idea. On the other side of this break, we'll have all the latest to unpack for you. Stay with us.
With Northside Hospital, you can look forward to new beginnings, look ahead to comeback seasons, and look up for hope and strength. Northside welcomes you into our community of care, guided by one clear direction, a mission to heal. Led by our expertise in maternity, heart, cancer, orthopedics, and more, you can move into tomorrow with confidence. For a healthier future together, look to Northside Hospital.
Feed all the hungry people in your family at Culver's of Jasper. Their signature butter burgers are fresh, never frozen, and the frozen custard is the perfect treat. Culver's of Jasper is locally owned and operated by local people who care about our community. Their passion for fresh food is as strong as their love for the community. They're proud of where they're located and how their local roots have made them who they are. Get fresh food now at Culver's of Jasper, just in front of Walmart.
Finding the right home for your family is important. The journey can be time-consuming and difficult. You want the right size, the perfect location, and great internet. ETC makes it easy to see what internet services you can get for your future or current home. Visit etcfiber.com, enter your address, and get an overview of all available services with pricing. No more internet surprises. Check before you buy. Make sure your home is right for you with ETC Ignite Internet, offering speeds up to 2.5 gigs. Call 844-708-5288 or visit etcfiber.com.
Welcome back to Dragon Football Weekly. Tucker and Jess here, going to give you a look around the region. Current standings are, I'll give the standings and then I'll let Jess break down the games that took place last Friday and ones upcoming, but kind of give you a little tease with where the standings are. Lumpkin County still leads at 4-0, undefeated in the region, undefeated in their entire season. Wesleyan coming in at second place, 3-1 in the region. Gilmer County Bobcats, 3-2 in the region, getting the 3 spot. White County is in the 4 seed right now at 2-2. Dawson County, 2-3, just outside looking in. Pickens, 1-3. And then at the bottom, West Hall, 0-4. No region wins for them.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, I know you put some emphasis on it, was Gilmer slotted in at number 3. Kind of buried the lead a little bit here. They picked up a big win this past weekend versus Dawson County. Not necessarily unexpected. We knew it would be a tight matchup, and with Dawson, last year's undefeated region champs, we knew they fell off a little bit, and we knew Gilmer versus Dawson was going to have huge playoff implications. This does not necessarily mean that Gilmer has sewn that playoff spot up, but with that 31-24 victory last Friday, they definitely take a step closer in that direction. They're going to be off this week, and then they will close up with White County. So keep that in mind, the final game of the season. It had big implications last year in who made the playoffs, and it could do the same again. So remember Gilmer, currently sitting at 3-2, just picked up the win versus Dawson. They will face 4th seed White County in their final game of the season. That's on November, I want to say 3rd. I might be a little bit off. It's the first Friday in November. Gilmer will be off this week. So big win for them, picking that one up. And two consecutive big wins for them as far as their playoff hopes are concerned, for Gilmer and our rivals to the north. Another big game, and this one I actually did not know this took place, or at least I knew the game took place. I didn't know this was the outcome until a couple of hours ago when I was looking this up. Lumpkin County beat White County 61-55 in the game. It took 4 overtimes to get to that outcome. So I wish I would have been a little bit more plugged into that one. Sounds like, obviously, you know, tighter than we would expect. White County is a much improved team. Pickens' opponent this upcoming week, we'll talk about their improvements. But, you know, Lumpkin County has been a runaway first place so far. Really, you know, a little bit of a contest them versus Wesleyan, but really no other competitive matchups. So it's obviously not a big win for White because, you know, they lost the game, but a big competitive matchup for them, I guess, is the best way to put it, just to compete that closely with White, 4 quarters and beyond into the overtime. Good job by them to go out there and compete, and that should do a lot for their confidence currently sitting at the 4 seed with a couple games to go.
No doubt about it. I think that's huge for White County. We talked about they've never been a bad program by any means, but they were certainly better shape this season than last. And Dragons, of course, going to have to make the trip up to Cleveland this Friday, and we'll have more on that later in the show. But big, with the success Lumpkins had, as I talked about earlier, undefeated 8-0 so far this season, to take them to four overtimes and just barely lose says a lot about them. I don't know. Also, just the score, over 100 points combined scored, Jeff, on that game.
Yeah, and I assume, let's see, when there's four overtimes, one, two, three of those. So, let's see, one, two, three, six, seven of those touchdowns would have come in overtime if, you know, my math is correct there. So that is inflating that a little bit, but still a ton of points. White County, their remaining schedules, of course, us, Pickens County, this upcoming Friday, and then they close, as I mentioned, with Gilmer. You know, if we look at the playoff picture, you've got Lumpkin 4-0. I know you've already ran through this, but just a reminder, Lumpkin 4-0, Wesleyan 3-1. Those teams both hold head-to-heads over Gilmer, so not a great opportunity for Gilmer to jump into one of those spots. And that's kind of the same thing with the 3-4 seeds. Gilmer and White, 3-2 and 2-2. You've got Dawson on the outside looking in at 2-3, but Gilmer and White County both own the head-to-head over Dawson. So it would be hard for Dawson County to sneak in at this point. You would need a major upset by somebody one place or the other, and that same goes for Pickens County. I mean, Dawson would be one of our biggest fans this weekend facing White. They would love for us to go in there and beat up on White. That would be a huge favor to them and keep their playoff, all of a sudden make their playoff hopes very real. So the playoff picture is almost all sewn up. It may sound tight with Dawson there at the fifth seed at 2-3, but the fact that Gilmer and White hold the head-to-head tiebreaker, they would need to make something happen and really just need help from others more than anything else to get to sneak in. Same would be the case for Pickens. And then, of course, West Hall at 0-4 is mathematically eliminated at this point. So I think by the time the season's all said and done, you'll have Lumpkin as the one seed, Wesleyan as the two, and then the 3-4 seed will be determined that very last week of the season with who wins between Gilmer and White.
But really, for the most part, what I'm hearing from you,
I think the four teams are sewn up, and that the third and fourth seed is still, it will come down to that final game of the season.
Anybody even had a chance of getting in would probably be Dawson, right?
Dawson definitely has a chance, but the first step would be for us to beat White County this week. That would be the first step. They need White County to lose either to us, or let me check the schedule here. Their final opponent is Gilmer. So even if they lost that game to Gilmer and beat us, Dawson would have to close. Let's check their schedule. Sorry, I don't have these here on the fly, but I can get them pretty handily.
Dawson's got Lumpkin this week.
They have Lumpkin this week, so tough one there. Oh, they're done after this week. They haven't had their bye week yet. So they finish with Lumpkin this week, a matchup that you don't guess that they would win. Of course, you never know. Lumpkin was played close last week. So, this is kind of it for Dawson. They play their sixth and final region game of the season this week. If they were to get to 3-3, then you would have they would need a win from Pickens this week to put White at 2-3, and then they'd need a win from Gilmer in the final game of the season. So they need White to go 0-2 in their final two games, and Dawson also needs to win this week versus Lumpkin. So there's be quite slim odds of all three of those things happening, but you never know.
Little football left to be played, but things starting to really figure themselves out in region play. Appreciate Jeff's kind of taking lead on unpacking all of that. There'll be more to come. Big region matchup this Friday night. Dragons make the road trip to Cleveland to take on the White County Indians. We'll have a preview of that on the other side of this break.
Piedmont Mountainside Hospital has been a leader of quality medical care in Georgia with 16 consecutive A hospital safety grades leapfrog group and consistently ranking in the top 5 Atlanta hospitals in patient excellence. Piedmont offers a wide range of services and specialties including imaging, cardiac rehabilitation, and general surgery to meet the acute and long-term needs of the community. In addition, Piedmont Mountainside offers 24-hour emergency and intensive care in Jasper and in LJ. Choose Piedmont Mountainside. Real change lives here.
The word community means everything to the people of Community Bank of Pickens County. Community is much more than a name to the owners and staff. They're proud to be the area's only locally owned and operated bank and have a staff that lives in our area. They've continued to offer in-person service at both of their full-service locations while also offering you the latest online banking technology. Community Bank of Pickens County, saying go Dragons during this football season. Member FDIC.
My dad has always told me, if you want something done right, sometimes that means you just have to do it yourself.
That's right. Dan Jape here with my son, Daniel, excited to share that we're doing it right again.
Introducing Jape Services.
We're the same family that has served Atlanta with reliable heating, cooling, and plumbing services for over 5 decades.
Our professionals at Jape Services are licensed, insured, and ready to assist.
And we're doing it right.
Visit japeservices.com.
From our family
to yours,
japeservices.com.
The Pickens County Recycling Centers are open to serve all residents of Pickens County. They offer free paper shredding and free collections of typical recyclable items such as glass, cardboard, and newspaper. You can also recycle large items such as appliances and mattresses for a small fee. The main recycling center is located at 390 Appalachian Court off the 515, or visit the east side location on Cove Road in Marble Hill. The goal of the Pickens County Recycling Center is to reduce waste to our landfills.
Back now, Dragon Football Weekly. The Pickens Dragons will have a road trip, two road trips, to end out the season. Their final home game was last Friday against West Hall, so they will not be at home again, especially not most likely making the playoffs, but especially not going to be locking in a home playoff game. So they will not be at Dragon Stadium anymore this year. Two road games starting this Friday up to White County. They will take on White County Warriors. I said Indians earlier, didn't I, Jess? They're actually the Warriors. This is not a team that we're unfamiliar with. Played White County many times over the years, played them some when I was in school, playoff games. Only actual playoff win, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jess, in Pickens history came when the year Chris Parker won the region championship, got the home playoff game. It was against White County, if I'm correct in that, I think. So it's a team we're familiar with, and of course, since the region realignments, now a region opponent for us the last couple seasons. Last year, Pickens getting the win over White County, a pretty decisive victory, 48-28 at home last year against White County. But the Warriors have seen a lot of improvement this season. Currently at the 4th seed, 2-2 in region play. And having a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, they are. We just mentioned, I know this is a loss, but we just mentioned the tight matchup versus Lumpkin, which I think maybe says a little bit more than most of their wins, just how improved they are. Picked up a win versus Dawson that they didn't have at this point last year. Picked up a win against one of their non-region opponents in Habersham Central that they didn't have at this point last year. So there's already two opponents that they picked up wins against. And I almost think this is kind of, I struggled with the way I wanted to put this, but I think that their improvement is potentially larger than Lumpkin's shown by that loss. Lumpkin was the number 2 seed in the region last year. They had a great team. They have an even better team this year, but White County was not even a playoff team last year. They ended up out on the outside looking in along with Gilmer and West Hall while on the final game of the season. They beat Gilmer to keep them out of the playoffs, but it allowed Wesleyan to get in rather than White. So, I actually think that shows that maybe they could be the most improved team in this region, even outside of a Lumpkin that's doing really well or a Wesleyan that's likely to be a 2 seed when they only picked up a 4 last year. So I think that I shouldn't leave out Gilmer. I think that White and Gilmer both heavily improved, but definitely got to think about this. We picked up a win against White last year that we didn't expect, at least not at the time. This was kind of where the turnaround began. We had just beaten Gilmer 2 weeks prior. We expected the win against West Hall, but it was like, okay, we really have to continue winning these games if we want to make the playoffs. And when we come out there and put up one of our best, if not our best, offensive efforts of the season against White County. So You never know. You could see something like that again. The team was definitely able to pick up confidence last week, putting up 35 points against West Hall. So I don't really know what to fully expect there. I do think that White, you know, we can definitely don't need to take them lightly because of the big win last year. They're a much different team than we saw last year. But I also think that Pickens is picking up some steam and you know, can't rule out an upset.
We do know White has a couple of key players for him. Really good starting quarterback in Tripp Nix. He's thrown for just over 1,300 yards this season. He can carry the ball well. He's got over 300 yards on the ground and 10 rushing touchdowns. He's a pretty versatile quarterback, somebody definitely the defense will want to keep an eye on. And they also got a strong senior running back in Ryan Fowler. He's carried the ball this season for over 1,100 yards and 10 rushing touchdowns on the season. So they got some offensive weapons, some veteran guys that appear to be pretty good playmakers. Do we know anything else about White? Anything, their style of play, things to keep an eye on, watch for Friday night?
They are kind of a balanced team. It's going to be another case with Tripp Nix where the quarterback is kind of a do-it-all quarterback. I don't want to take that away from Ryan Fowler, who's certainly done his share of carrying the load in the backfield. But Tripp Nix is going to be a dual threat, much like several quarterbacks that we've seen and several quarterbacks that have beaten us this year. I mean, you could roll through the schedule. Jackson Pate, he didn't beat us, but he was definitely a force to be reckoned with, and I think we kind of got away with him not having a better performance than he did. Then you've got Skylar Williams at North Murray. He did well. Lawson Callahan, I think that name's correct, at Fannin. Sorry if I screwed that up to the Fannin quarterback. I think it's Lawson Callahan. Then you moved on. We had Carter Triplett at Christian Heritage. So just in the non-region, there's four great quarterbacks that we faced. And then, of course, to open up the region, Cal Faulkner, who is probably the best of that bunch. Guys that can throw it and run it, and we have definitely had trouble defending running quarterbacks. I'm sure White County is going to see that, and Tripp Nix will be looking to take advantage of that Friday night, and we'll have to be prepared and be ready to bottle them up.
Absolutely. Not an easy place to play, not an easy road trip up northeast from Jasper, making the trip up there to White County, not an easy haul. We, of course, will have coverage Friday night for this road game, so you can tune in and see how the Dragons fare and what things take place. That will begin with the Northside pregame show at 7, kickoff 7:30 on 93.7, 98.1 FM and streaming online. Final thoughts on the other side of this break with our sponsors. Stay with us.
Pueblo Cantina is Jasper's best Mexican restaurant. Local folks know they use only fresh ingredients and serve a wide variety of freshly made dishes. Restaurants come and go, but Pueblo Cantina has been open since 1997. Lunch or dinner 7 days a week. Come to Jasper's best Mexican restaurant, Pueblo Cantina, 25 Luke Carver Drive at 53 and 515 Jasper. Go Dragons!
In sports, every point counts, and at Alpha Insurance, they know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why they work hard to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha policy comes with personal service from their hometown team. Call Alpha to start saving today. In Jasper, call Alpha agent Bill Lawrence at 706-692-2436 or stop by their office at 744 Noah Drive. Score savings with Alpha Insurance.
J.L. Weaver Law Firm of Jasper is proud to be part of the Pickens County community. They're behind the Dragons all the way and want to congratulate all the players, cheerleaders, and band members who've put in countless hours of work for this season. The J.L. Weaver Law Firm specializes in criminal defense, DUI, personal injury, and family law. 57 Southeast Street, Jasper. Call 706-253-1001. J.L. Weaver Law Firm.
You're listening to Dragon Football Weekly, brought to you by Tri-State Communications Sports Network. I want to thank all of you for being loyal listeners and trusting in Jess and myself to bring you coverage of Pickens football this season. We talked about the Dragons, 2-6 overall, but two big region contests left to go, starting with the trip up to White County Friday night. We, of course, will have coverage for you. I say we, I've used that term a little loosely, because unfortunately I will not be making the trip. I'll be off again this Friday. I have work conflicts that I can't get around, but Jess will be back on the call for you Friday night doing a solo test this week, but I have a lot of confidence in you, Jess. I really do.
Thanks. I am interested to see how it goes. I got to test out my play-by-play abilities, which I just candidly, I did not enjoy. Well, I shouldn't say I didn't enjoy it. I didn't feel good about the product I produced, I guess. Is more like that. It wasn't like a miserable time or anything like that. It was much different. And so having kind of got my feet wet a couple months ago with the play-by-play, I think will help me out there. And then, two, I'll kind of be doing both this time. I mean, it'll basically be both play-by-play and color. And in a way, I'm kind of more comfortable about that. Hopefully I can provide enough entertainment to those listening, just listening to me do a 2.5-hour monologue. It will be broken up at the half. Got to experience that. We tested that out last week with pre-recording the show. We're actually going to pre-record the top three just a little bit after we're done here. So you will get to hear Tucker at halftime, and that'll give me a little bit of a breather, too, from rambling on and on all night.
Yeah, Hate, I'm not going to be on the call, but glad Jess will be there. Like I said, I have full confidence in him to bring you good coverage of the team. And I am glad I get to hop on during the Culver's Jasper halftime show to bring you the top three, one of our favorite segments as always. And I'll be cheering for the Dragons just from afar. And we wish them well on this region road trip up to White County. Should be, I think it's a tough contest for the Dragons, being candid. But I also think it's a doable win. I think it could be a competitive matchup, one you'll want to probably tune in for all four quarters. That would be my hope. If I was Grant Myers, I'd be saying, let's, you know, quarter at a time, let's make it a four-quarter game and still be in this thing as we get into the second half. We'll see what the result is on Friday night. I'm going to do what you did, Jess. I'm going to give a prediction since I'll be absent.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, since you're the one who's not going to be there.
I'm going to give a final game prediction. Bias in this, as you'll tell. I'm going to go Pickens Dragons on the road to White County, pick up a huge region upset behind their offensive firepower, Sam Stryker, McCord Purdy, Miguel Salto, Hayden Jones, Isaiah Williams, all those guys. They're going to pick up a upset in a shootout against Tripp Nix and Ryan Fowler. I'm going to go final score Pickens 48, White County 42.
So Pickens, what was the Pickens number again? I missed it.
48. Pickens 48, White County 42.
48, 42, shootout.
Upset for the Dragons. That's what I'm going with. We'll have to tune in Friday night to see if I'm right. Jess will have coverage for you starting 7 p.m. on the Northside pregame show. Kickoff 7:30 on 93.7, 98.1 FM and streaming online. We hope you have a great rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in to Dragon Football Weekly.